I got some clothes. I got some jewelry. The rest I got tied up in investments. I ain't got nothing else. Motherfucker, the way I told you to, right? I want to feel this motherfucking song through my skin. You got to get up. I want you to get up from way in here. You better put some stink on this motherfucker. You better sing this motherfucker like your life depends on. You understand me?
Something on your mind. I feel it every time I'm with you. It's what you like to do.
What you like.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is the shit right here. Let me bump this 1 second. Hold on. All right, that's what's up. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in, broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous, California. And I'm flowing straight from the Survival Scrolls. Going to have a nice fly show today. I'm going to answer a lot of listeners' calls and emails. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com and OfficialUPA.com. That's the official United Players of America website. That's where you can chop it up with other players such as yourself. And don't forget, everybody, February 1st, 2007, I'm going to have the special show, the Mackin' for Money special, the 1 hour special. It's going to be a 1 day event. You have to sign up and register to get that show. We're going to email you the link. You go to maclessons.com to sign up. It's $10 to sign up to hear that show. It's not downloadable. You won't be able to share it. It's for advanced Macs and players only. I have to warn you, the game on that show is not for everybody. Only if you are thorough with the game. This is advanced Mackin. I've been spitting basic math. The stuff on that show is going to be algebra. I'm going to teach you cats how to get you some money. And the 3 points I'm going to touch on is how to get money gigolo style, how to get money Mac style, and how to put some pimping in the game. Very deep show. That's going to be a very deep show. February 1st, go to maclessons.com and sign up. There's a link on there where you can sign up for that show. Anyway, this is the shit right here. This is Selena Johnson right here. This is the shit, ain't it? Bump this shit. What happened to R&B, man? What happened to real good old-ass R&B? You don't have good R&B songs no more, do we? You just don't have real good-ass R&B singers. Or just R&B singers, period, anymore. Most of the shit that's out now is like sing-song rapping. I'm not knocking it, you know what I'm saying? But you just don't get to feel shit no more. The only female singer now who's singing like R&B, who's doing doing it successfully is Mary J. Blige. But you don't have R&B singers no more. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the youngins out there, all my young listeners, they don't know what R&B is, really. They haven't heard R&B. Their version of R&B is Omarion. And I'm not knocking Omarion. All my youngins, y'all need to get up on this shit. Let me do a quick little lesson for the youngins who don't know what R&B is. Soul music. What the fuck happened to this type of shit? Wasn't this the shit right here? Sing that shit, Teddy P.
Close the door. Let me give you what you've been waiting for.
Give it to the bitch.
Baby, I got so much love to give.
To her. Give it to her, Teddy.
I wanna give it all.
What happened to this type of shit? This is R&B. Remember this? Come on. What y'all know about this? Come on, y'all. My youngins, this is R&B. They don't make shit like this no more. This is that old player shit. Come on, sing it, Jeffrey Osborne.
I have never been so much.
That's the shit. All you old school players, if y'all know it, y'all sing along with this shit. Turn your radios up. Turn your computers up.
What a difference a true love made in my life.
That was the real shit right there, man.
So nice.
I think they don't make good music like this no more because a lot of the cats now, the record labels, they get like kids. If you look at videos, like all the cats are like teenagers and they ain't really been through no shit. You can't really write no serious shit or produce no serious music and you ain't never been through nothing. You know, back in the 70s and early 80s, you know, those were older cats who made these records. You know, these cats been through some shit. Hold on. This is the shit. Jeffrey been through some shit. Hit it, nigga.
Love.
See, niggas been through shit. See? Remember this? What y'all know about this? This is R&B right here. They don't make nothing remotely close to this no more.
Kind of last forevermore, so you thought it would.
They don't make nothing like this no more.
Suddenly the thing you see got you hurt so bad, so
I know y'all grooving to this.
How come the things that make us happy?
This was the shit. They don't make nothing like this no more, man. This was the shit. And these were older dudes. And, you know, Frankie Beverly never had, like, crossover success, but these guys sell out concerts like nothing. These guys do sold out concerts. They've been doing them for years. That's how real their shit was. These guys never won Grammys or American Music Awards or never had the hot videos, but they just had hot-ass tunes.
The ones that you care for.
Oh, let me break this shit down for y'all. Since we on Frankie Beverly.
Whoa, whoa.
This is R&B, goddammit. The fuck you know about that? Y'all know about that. That was the shit.
You made me happy.
They ain't breaking it down like this no more. Even this nigga right here. This was the shit. They don't make this no more. This was some fly R&B shit back in the day. Wasn't this the shit? It's kind of funny, but they always seem to let. And then you broke it down on them. This is R&B right here. See, this was player shit. You put this on in the background and it just made your game tighter. You are my darling, darling baby. Y'all remember this. You remember being kids? Your mom and dad be playing this. Your drunk ass aunts and uncles be at the house playing spades. I said you're everything I ever hoped for. It's the shit, boy. Anyway. I digress. I just had to give a crash course in R&B 101 for the youngins who weren't privy to this type of music. That was some real shit, real passionate shit, where niggas meant what the fuck they saying. You know, nowadays we got like real cutesy wootsy shit, like Chris Brown, which I ain't knocking Chris, but that shit, it don't have the passion that this type of shit had, man. We need that back in the music game. We really do. But I digress. Anyway, let's go ahead and chop up some good game for the day. Let's listen to a couple of calls from the listeners. Let's see what's going on.
That ain't what you're supposed to sing. Now, you know better than that. You know you got to sing this motherfucker the way I told you to, right?
Sing it the way I told you, goddammit. Anyway.
Hey, Tyreek, this is Brian again. I also left you a message. Yeah, Machi. Once again, I want to say thank you for the glorious Mac Lessons podcast and your books and the Mac Lessons DVDs. I'm trying to get my coworkers and every male figure in my life I know that and I respect to listen to your show. But I have a question. I hear you refer to if she a dime, and I mean, what does she look like a lot when you're speaking about women? When guys ask you questions, you say, well, how does she look and if she a dime? It's like, I was wondering, do you put up with the nonsense that you want from, you know, below dime average chicks? Like, how does that work? Like, you say, is she a dime? It's like, do I take, you know, mild disrespect from a dime just because she looks up to par, or do I not? You know, that's kind of take you on that issue, but you know what I mean, if you can resolve that for me, give me a call back.
Okay, that's a very good question. So he wants to know, because a lot of times when guys call up and they talk about the certain women they deal with, I always ask them, like, what does the woman look like? Is she a dime? The reason I ask that is because you're not going to take any kind of disrespect from any woman. All right? You always check disrespect. But if the woman is a dime and she has more assets, which might be her looks and the things she can bring to the table, you may be a little more lenient. You might be a little more negotiable. You will open up the doors of communication. For example, if you're dating a woman who looks like Halle Berry or Megan Good, and she come home with an attitude, you might sit her down and try to communicate, like, hey, baby, what's going on? What's up? What's on your mind? Let's talk about it. You dig? You're willing to negotiate with her. You're willing to communicate with her and resolve certain issues. If she's a dime and she's bringing other things to the table. Now, if she's like a jump-off type of broad who looks like a goddamn tree monkey and she comes to the house with an attitude, you tell her to get the fuck out of your face. Because if a woman ain't a dime and she ain't really bringing no tangibles to the table, not only should she be cooperating 100%, she needs to be putting an extra mile on it. She needs to cooperate 120%. She needs to go extra. You feel what I'm saying? She better not have no kind of attitude. No kind of negativity. No kind of apprehensions. Nothing. You take no bullshit or disrespect or nothing from a woman who's not even a dime. You feel what I'm saying? It's not negotiable. And a lot of brothers out there are dealing with women who are like moon wolves. And you're getting disrespected by these women. The women ain't bringing nothing to the table. The women ain't even fucking you on a regular basis. And you guys are whining and belly aching over them. And I'm saying, you charge their asses to the game quickly. You let her know that she's lucky you're even fucking with her monster mash looking ass. You take nothing from them. If they're not coming with 120% cooperation, send her back to the swap meet where you got her. And again, you don't take any kind of disrespect from a dime, but you're willing to communicate with her more. The doors of communication are open. Got that? You feel me? Let's see what else we got on the Mac Lessons radio show.
Yo, Tariq, what's up, baby? This your boy, Malcolm the Mayor, out here in the H-Town, man. Listen to this on the radio, man. It's going off now. They got your song on rotation, brother. Friday Chicken, dog. Can you believe it, man?
Damn. Y'all doing that in Atlanta? Y'all playing Fry That Chicken on the radio? A lot of people have been telling me that. They were playing that shit on rotation. They actually played that shit on the radio. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves, you radio programmers. That's not no shit you put on the air. I know it's a novelty record and all that, but you programmers, you got to be more responsible than that. And I talked about the Fry That Chicken fiasco months ago. And after I talked about it, there was an article that came out, I think, in the New York Post or one of those newspapers that was damn near paraphrasing the whole show I did. But that's very irresponsible for you to play that on the radio. It's a very degrading song. That shit, to me, it shouldn't even be taken as a joke, man. That was a very embarrassing moment for black folks and for the music industry. It's a very embarrassing record, man. And don't play no shit like that. You got to be responsible, you know, as a media entity, especially as a black media entity. That's some shit you don't do, man. You gotta have some kind of integrity. I'm dead ass serious about that corny shit.
Yo, this is Kino. Oh, man, I just wanted to ask you, when you get a set of dead numbers, I've called it dead numbers because, you know, them hoes, I mean, they just be playing bullshit. They always too busy, you know what I mean? What do you do in a situation like that?
I get a lot of guys asking me, what do they do when they meet a woman and the woman gives them a number and the women never answer the phone? See, that's the thing about a lot of women, man. Women will give you their numbers and when you start calling them, they won't answer the phone or they keep brushing you off. A lot of women give men numbers for egotistical reasons, and I think I touched on this on a show before. Getting a number don't mean shit. Because calling a woman, all you do is really boost her ego up. And actually, when you call a woman, you give her a lot of power. In the game, a woman has to choose you. You can call that woman until you're blue in the face, but if she's not reciprocating, it's not a done deal yet. It's a one-sided situation. You're giving her the impression that she has something you want. And you have to reverse that dynamic. What I tell my students, when you meet a woman, you exchange numbers at least, or just give her your number and instruct her on when to call you. You dig? If a woman likes you, she will call you. And if she's not calling you, in a lot of cases, she has a dude that she's fucking with on a serious level. And again, she's giving you her number so she can have somebody sweating her. It kind of gives them an ego boost to have a nigga or niggas, plural, calling them, trying to get with them all the time. You don't do that. You don't give her that kind of power. Now, I always say if you call a woman in the art of Mac, and I said if you call a woman more than three times and she doesn't call you back, well, you're a bugaboo. I say if you call a woman once and she doesn't call you back, fuck her. You got to have her calling you back if she's interested. If not, just charge that shit to the game. It ain't a big deal. But do not call these women over and over, leaving voice messages, nigga playing Brian McKnight on her shit, calling up saying, hey, I just want to say hi. Hey, I just wanted to see if you made it home safe. Fuck all that save a hoe ass shit. Tell her to call you when she's not busy, then you guys will set something up. If she ain't willing to do that, well, she ain't down with the game. And you go out there campaigning and find women who are down for your shit. You feel what I'm saying? Well, stop the brown nosing.
Yeah, this is Young Silk. You know, as well. I just wanted to give you your props, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to your show. I got all your books, man. You the bomb, too. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You got a lot of fun people in the community. I'm from Frisco, San Francisco. Got a lot of people over here that listen to your show, man. We be chopping you up, chopping the show up, like, you know, exchanging information on based on your show, man. Me and my partner, man, we love your show. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I love your shit, man.
That's what's up. What's up, everybody out there in the Bay, Frisco, Oakland? I love them Bay Area cats. Them niggas out there got mouthpieces on them. Them niggas got mouthpieces like laser beams out there in that Bay. Them niggas are no joke.
Flex, what's good? This is Dave. I'm calling from Seattle. I had a question for you. I actually am in a relationship with a girl. She's planning on moving. So I got to know what I got to do here. You know, I like her enough that I'm willing to make it work. But, you know, at the same time, I want to make sure that that's a move that I should be making. So give me a call.
So basically, this guy wants to know if he should move out of town because of a female. And I always advise guys against that. Do not follow these women around the country, fellas. That's something you don't really want to do. And I've gotten a couple of emails and letters about that. You don't want to do that. In the Mac Within, I always say you never follow your woman. Because in a lot of cases, women want to keep you on the same level. Let me break some real deep shit down for you. A lot of women want to keep you on the same level you're at now. A lot of women don't want to see you come up. The reason why is because when you come up, that means you're going to have more options. And when you have more options, that means the possibility of you leaving her increases. And women know this. A lot of women don't want their men to go out there and get record deals, and they don't want their man to go out there and get NBA scholarships and shit like that, because they know once these men get that, they're going to dump their asses. So a lot of women want to keep you on a certain level. You dig what I'm saying? And when these women want you to follow them around, they know they got you. They know that they're going to keep you on a certain level when you're following her ass around. You become her cheerleader. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. You handle your business, and if you bounce or whatever, you have her follow you. The woman cannot be the leader in the relationship, fellas. And if you're moving around because the woman is moving around, she's the leader. And you're the follower, and that's an unnatural dynamic. And ultimately, she's going to lose respect for you if she's your leader. I mean, look at cases, and I made this point before, like J-Lo and that dude she was married to, Chris Brown. Not, what's his name? Chris Judd, or what the fuck was his name? I got Chris Brown on the brain. I just saw that movie, Stomp the Yard. Go check that movie out. It's a cool little movie. It's a cross between You Got Served and Drumline. But it's a cool movie. Just support it. It's a black movie. Pretty positive black movie. Go check it out. But I digress. But as far as the J-Lo, Chris Judd situation, this guy was her employee. He was following her. She was the leader. And ultimately, the novelty wore off and she lost respect for him and dumped him. And that happens in a lot of cases, fellas. You following your woman, she goes to college and you want to go to the same city she's in. Can't do that, man. You got to do your own thing, man. y'all get these high school sweethearts and y'all want to follow each other around the world, around the country, holding on to that puppy love. Sometimes you just got to grow and do your thing. Ain't nothing wrong with the puppy love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that. There's some people out there that's been together since they've been in high school. But in most cases, man, you got to follow your own dreams and do your own thing. You're not following your own dreams if you're following your goddamn lady. So just man up and do your thing, player. Now, I got one last email that I'm going to read. And a couple of guys been asking me this. These guys want to know, a lot of players out there want to know, if a female asks you to buy a drink at a club, how do you handle it? Very good question. If you're at a club and a woman is trying to get you to buy a drink, that's almost a sign of disrespect. When a woman asks you to buy her a drink, she's basically saying, if you want to holler at me, you got to do something for me. That's almost saying your character isn't good enough. So in order to keep my attention, you got to buy me something. That's disrespectful. You should take it as disrespect, no matter how innocent this woman might try to make it seem. And women know what I'm talking about. If a woman likes a dude, he doesn't have to buy her ass a drink. Trust me. I've never, ever, ever bought a woman a drink in a club. Ever, 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 ever. If a woman hints at you to buy her a drink, you just look at her and say, excuse me, I gotta go holler at my buddies, and walk away. Or basically just say, you know what? No, I'm not gonna buy you a drink. I don't know you like that. I've said that to women before. I've been chilling at the bar and clubs, and women walk up to me, like, oh, I thought you were gonna buy me a drink. I'm like, I don't know you like that. And actually, that kind of turned their asses on, that I wasn't no simp-ass nigga like that. I've actually gotten females by turning them down as far as drinks. I'm telling you, fellas, that shit works wonders. The opposite effect will happen if you buy a drink. If you buy a drink, you just looked at as another simp. If she asks you for one. Now, guys, if you're just chilling and you just offer a girl a drink, I can excuse that. I don't recommend it, but I can excuse that. You're chilling, you're in a good mood, you see a female who's chilling at the bar, like, hey, what you drinking? Here's a Long Island iced tea. That's excusable. But if a woman specifically hollers at you about buying her a drink, don't you ever fucking do it. Never, ever, ever. Walk off. No, I'm not going to buy you a drink. Be rude, be curt, or do whatever you got to do, but do not buy that drink. In cases like that, these women are drink hustlers. A lot of these women already have a dude at home, so they want to go to the club and get an ego boost by having guys buy them drinks at the club. Don't ever, ever, ever fall for that, all right? All right, fellas, that's been today's edition of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget to go to maclessons.com and register for the special show that's jumping off on February 1st. We got one last caller. Who's on the phone?
This is Robert.
What's up, Rob? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Warsaw, New York.
Okay, what's on your mind, player?
All right, I have this question.
All right.
I'm going out. I'm with this girl right now.
All right.
And she's from the hood, right?
Okay.
And I'm from the suburbs, but she got a problem with the way I talk. And she says unless I change the way I talk, she's going to break up with me. So what should I do?
So this woman is from the hood. You're from the suburbs, and she says if you don't change the way you talk, she's going to break up with you?
Yeah.
Now, you know I'm going to ask this. What does she look like?
She's like an eight.
An eight?
Yeah.
Like a New York eight or an LA eight?
Like a New York eight.
Because you guys, my brother's out there in New York, some of y'all eights and nines be like LA sixes and sevens. Like some of you niggas be thinking Fox.
This girl actually go to Colgate.
She goes to Colgate?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
So, I go to Morrisville. I go to Morrisville.
Oh really?
I'm going to Colgate.
And she's from the hood and she goes to Colgate?
Oh, she's from the hood, but she's smart. She's smart and all that.
She's a black chick, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you black or white? What are you?
Yeah, I'm black.
Oh, okay. You got a? Does she have a MySpace page?
No, she's not on MySpace.
Okay, because I was going to ask you to send a picture. And she's probably one of those people who was protesting me up there at Colgate. Was she one of the protesters?
I don't know about that, but I heard something about that.
Yeah.
I heard some black feminist group was protesting you.
Yeah. It was a whole big old fiasco up there at Colgate. But I still got love for Colgate. I'm not knocking them. But back to your situation, mm-hmm. Player. If this woman can't accept you for who you are, You have to charge her to the game, man. Don't you change because of these women, especially no hood rat, because she probably wants you to act more thuggish and more gangster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do that, man. That shit is whack. You don't have to do that, man. Be a positive, strong black man. And that's the problem with a lot of brothers, man. They feel like they got to be on some wannabe thug shit to appease these fucking hood rats. You do you, man. You do your college thing. You're an intelligent, articulate dude. Find you an intelligent, articulate woman.
I actually graduated college.
Okay. How old are you?
And I'm on your MySpace page.
You're on my MySpace page? Well, nigga,
yeah.
I got over 30 fucking thousand people now. I don't know. Where are you on?
I dropped a comment on your MySpace like yesterday.
Okay. Okay. Now, how old are you?
24 years old.
Okay. And what are you trying to do with yourself as far as your career?
I'm a personal trainer / nutritionist.
Okay. And that's a good thing, man. But my point to you, as far as dealing with this broad, man, you might have to charge her to the game. Because, number one, if somebody gives you an ultimatum, you're supposed to say, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody tell you if you don't change who you are, they're going to break up with you. That's not your lady. Y'all ain't together then. You know what I'm saying? Fuck her. And you should have cursed her out, actually, to tell you to change who you are if you don't stop the way you talk. Why did she start messing with you? How long were y'all dealing with each other?
Like a year.
And now all of a sudden she wants you to change your shit up? Why all of a sudden?
Oh, she's always been making fun of the way I talk and all that.
And now let me ask you this. Why have you gone along with it?
Because I don't really want to be with no one else.
Why?
Because I feel like, I don't know.
Come on, man. Talk to me, player. Why? You can't get another woman out there?
I feel that way sometimes.
Man, what part of New York you stay?
I'm in Central New York.
Central New York? Player, trust me. There are more women in Central New York than her ass. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out there campaigning. You're a personal trainer, man. I know there's women who go to that gym. You got the dream occupation, man. You can step to women and be like, hey, I'm a trainer. Here's my card. I can help you work out. And that's how you can get your foot in the door with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Leave that hood rat alone. Let her know that you're not going to be bowing down to any kind of ultimatum. And in the situation now, you've already come across to her as a simp. So it's going to be kind of hard to reverse the game now because you've already established a domineering woman simp dynamic with her. You got it?
All right.
So what you need to do is seriously charge her to the game because that's not going to work anyway if she's not respecting who you are as a person. And when you step to the next female, just have a little more confidence about your shit because I see there's a lack of confidence going on, player.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you probably feel like, you know, it's slim pickings as far as women out there. Hell, go down to Uptown New York or something.
Yeah, I'm planning on moving down south.
All right. And that's what's up, man. Sometimes you gotta take your game on the road sometimes. But as far as that woman,
yeah,
man, get your balls up, man. You gotta man the fuck up. Don't let this woman punk you out and tell you she's going to break up with you. You should have been like, fuck you, bye. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, man. You have a nice one, player. Man up, homie. And you know what? Check out the show February 1st. All right? I got a special show.
That's the $10 show, right?
Yeah, that's the one-hour show.
Yeah, because I try to listen to your show when I got time.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and I tried to – yesterday you had that good show about Michael Strahan.
Yes. Yes, and that's just you Michael Strahan waiting to happen, man. If you don't change your attitude, man, you're going to be an alimony check or a child support check.
Yeah, Michael Strahan, he gay, though.
I heard some shit like that, man, and I didn't want to get
it. He's a closet dude.
Yeah, I kind of heard some shit like that. I didn't want to get into it on the show because it's more of a gossip, innuendo type
thing. Yeah, I think he is, too. I mean, the dude was pinching someone's ass.
Damn.
On this one show on TV, so that's some gay shit.
Yeah, it's not the business. All right, player, I got to get up out of here, man, but I'm going to holler at you. Well, man. Anyway, man, that's y'all guys got to man up. I talked about that the other day, about brothers dealing with these women and these women want niggas to act like thugs, and you guys are trying to please them and trying to be some other than yourself. Fuck that. Be you. If these women aren't willing to step up to your level, you do not stoop down to theirs. All right? Anyway, let me get up out of here. Mac Lessons Radio. Check out maclessons.com. Sign up for the one-hour show February 1st. Maclessons.com. I will holler at you guys tomorrow. Peace.